Rachel, we understand the Senate President Mike Miller got pretty indignant this morning about this hate mail and even phone calls. We understand that senators who voted to override the governor's veto of the felon voting rights bill.
As you mentioned, Tuesday morning, the Senate voted to override the governor's veto of a bill that gave returning felons the right to vote as soon as they are released from prison rather than at the end of their parole and probation. Since the House had already done this, the bill becomes law in 30 days. The governor's stance on this has been that felons who are on parole are still serving their sentences and that they shouldn't have the right to vote as a result. So the governor or someone from his staff posted on his campaign website the list of the 29 senators who voted to override the veto on Tuesday. And since then, those senators have been getting angry phone calls. They've been getting angry emails and letters, really threatening things. Senate President Mike Miller read some examples on the floor this morning. One senator's staff received phone calls saying that the senator's wife and daughter should be raped. A lot of the other messages call the senators morons, say that, you know, they're never going to be reelected again. And Senate President Mike Miller said that this really showed a lack of cooperation on the governor's part.
The governor talked a lot about bipartisanship in his State of the State speech. How does all of this fit into that?
Actually, Miller had an answer to that.
Somebody drafted a speech for him. They poll and they find out what the people want to hear. The people want us to work together. Okay, so they write a speech saying, we're going to work together. And they do just the opposite.
Moving on, even before the session started, Governor Hogan was promising millions of dollars to demolish some of the blighted vacant properties in Baltimore, but he didn't put that money in his budget, for which he's roundly criticized, and then the money showed up this week. Tell us about that.
So yesterday, the money showed up exactly as we expected. The governor issued a supplemental budget request for $18 million to pay for the demolition of the vacant row homes kind of scattered around Baltimore. The plan is for the state to spend $75 million on demolitions by the end of June 2019, and the city's going to put up another $19 million more. That's the plan. And the hope is that they will tear down roughly 4,000 vacant houses over the course of those 4 years, with more than 400 houses being torn down just in that first year.
Okay, now the legislator leaders, the Speaker and the Senate President, announced some new gun control initiatives this week as well. How do those initiatives expand the existing gun control laws that were passed in 2013?
There are three main parts to what they want to do. The part that represents the biggest change to current law is a ban on weapons on public college and university campuses. So Senator Rich Madalino from Montgomery County is sponsoring this bill. And he said the goal is to stop one-on-one violence rather than mass shootings.
We need to dispel this Hollywood-driven myth that any of us can turn into James Bond and respond to some sort of incident. That's not the reality.
He pointed out that the most common form of gun violence is actually suicide, not murder, and that universities are a place where emotions can run haywire. There's a lot going on, and it's a very risky environment for guns. And then there were also two other parts to the gun package. One other part prevents people on the FBI terrorist watch list from obtaining guns, and the other requires judges to inform people convicted of domestic abuse offenses that they have to turn in their guns or face additional penalties.
All right, then, another week down and plenty more to go until sine die. With Rachel Bay, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.